Jesus is risen. I love getting to say that. It is one of my most favorite things. I even had to text it to someone this morning because they couldn't be here with me. So I was like, there we are. And now may the love of God through Christ Jesus our Lord be with you all this day. The tomb is empty and our lives are full. That is one of the joys from this day. This past week, we have been watching as Jesus emptied himself. He was humble and obedient even to death, even death on the cross. You see, the world thought that it had won. Caiaphas, Pilate, the soldiers, the crowds, everything about the status quo thought that they had won. They had stopped Jesus. They had stopped the one who cared more for outcast and forgotten people than for power or authority or even his own safety. They had stopped this one from making sinners feel loved and those left out feel like they were actually a part of something. They saw Jesus emptied and they crushed the can. They watched as he was stuffed in a tomb, and they celebrated. They even set a watch over the tomb so that no one would disrupt their celebrations. Jesus' disciples watched as Jesus was empty. In fact, they helped in the emptying. From Judas's betrayal to all of them running away and abandoning him, from Peter's denial to being shown up by the women who remained by Jesus. They stood by as Jesus was falsely accused, beaten, convicted, flogged, crucified, and died. For as empty as Jesus was, they too were dried out husks of shame with no hope. Entering into this morning's gospel story, there is a lot of emptiness and a lot of guilt. There is grief and intense sadness as well as dread. But this is the Easter story. And the amazing truth is that Jesus is risen. You're getting it. Yeah, I like that. No matter how empty and sad they were, the women came today. No matter how frightened they were of the guards that were going to be all around, those women came. They came expecting a tomb filled with the body of their Lord, their teacher, and their friend. They didn't come expecting earthquakes or a pile of fainted guards or messenger angels sitting on rocks. They were definitely not expecting to see Jesus himself. The tomb was empty, and they were filled with joy. They were confused and startled, but they were filled with joy. That is the power of Easter. For our sake, Jesus emptied himself of divinity so that divinity might fill him at the resurrection. Jesus also emptied himself so that we might be filled. Filled with love, with inspiration, with opportunities, and with joy. Complete joy. You see, in truth, it is the world that is defeated. Jesus is dead no more. In fact, Jesus is risen. Nothing that Caiaphas or Pilate tried, nothing that the crowds or the soldiers did, defeated the love of God in Jesus our Lord. No amount of guards could stop it. The love of God drove Jesus to be crucified, but the love of God also raised Jesus from the dead, and now we have hope. Our Lord Jesus has been risen from the dead, and more than that, Jesus now goes out into the world before us as he promised. That's what the angel tells to the women. That's the message that they're supposed to take to the disciples. It's the message that we hear this morning as well. Our risen and victorious Lord doesn't now sit back expecting people to serve him or to wait on him. Jesus is on the move once again. Jesus is bringing the love of God to the people once again, just as he has promised. And so Jesus bids the disciples to come and find him. He's out there. Jesus is out there. Our risen Lord is out there. Jesus is out in the world and he goes ahead of us. He is beckoning us to recognize him in the least, in the lost, in the left out. He is beckoning us to recognize him in friends and strangers, in family and even enemies. And as we recognize him, we love them all as Jesus loves us. This is the victory of resurrection. This is how we are called to participate in that resurrection. Jesus lives and gives us new life. Our old sinful selves were stuffed in the tomb with Jesus, and our new lives rise again with Jesus, and we follow our Lord into the world with the love of God filling us. From the font at our baptism to this table, the gift of Jesus' resurrection shines forth for us and for our lives. It shines forth for the benefit of the people around us. As Jesus' life and love fills us, we get to share that life and love with those around us. As Jesus goes into the world before us, we get to go into the world searching for our Lord so that we might help and care, feed, teach, listen, mourn with, celebrate with all the people we meet. This is the power of resurrection for us and for all people, and it leads to a great big amen. Do you know what amen means? It's not just an ending word. It's not the equivalent of that's all, folks, or thanks for listening, God. Amen means let it be so. When we say amen at the end of a prayer or say amen sometime in our conversation, what we are asking is that all that we have prayed about, all that we have heard and said, will be real in our lives. Now, that may also be one of the reasons why they say to people, be careful what you pray for, you just might get it. Today, as we celebrate the resurrection and its power to change our lives, may we say a bold amen, and may we live a bold amen. Let us hope and pray that we receive the new life that Jesus promises, that we discover daily opportunities to reach around us with love and care, with help and hope for others. As we follow Jesus into the world, as we look to make God's vision into our mission, as we look to find our risen Lord who goes before us, may we always live our amen. As we celebrate the amazing truth that Jesus is risen, may we always live that truth, share that truth, and bring the love of Jesus everywhere we go. And all the people said, amen.